Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to a fantastic episode of the Silsila, the Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we are hopeful that your family, that yourself, that you all are safe and sound. Make dua for the Ummah, wherever the Ummah is suffering in the world, especially at the hands of oppressors. Make dua for the Ummah, for those who are sick, for those who have different types of difficulties and problems that they are facing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alleviate their difficulties and grant them some relief as well. Today, mashallah azza wa jal, we are going to be discussing about a personality who is regarded as afdalul bashari ba'dal anbiya, that individual who is the best of all human beings after the prophets alayhi wa salatu wa salam. That individual who is number one in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You may have guessed it by now. We are talking about none other than the first Khalifa of Islam, the first successor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are talking about Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. In these few moments and minutes, inshallah azza wa jal, we will highlight some aspects of his life, especially his loyalty, his devotion, his love to the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In order for you and I to take lessons, derive lessons, and also follow in his footsteps. Because Sahaba Ikram alayhi muridwan, the honorable companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they have taught us. They are our role models as well. They are our heroes. These are the heroes of humanity, the heroes of Islam. And we learn from them. If we want to attain success, then we follow in their footsteps as well. Because they followed in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So a little bit more on that later. We will be discussing the greatest after the prophets, that is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Let's make some good intentions. We need to constantly make good intentions in order to earn maximum rewards from the merciful court of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Make some good intentions now, as per the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrum min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the Silsila of Madani channel for your ridha, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey this message to others as well. Insha'Allahu Azza wa Jal. There is a fantastic narration where Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sahabi Jaleel, one of the great Sahaba, he has mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the person who recites Salat, Durood e Pak, upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening, that person will be granted my intercession on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. We all don't just want, we all need whatever help we can get on the Day of Judgment. And we are in need of the shafa'ah and intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here is one way of attaining that, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by reciting Durood e Pak. In fact, try to make up your mindset that every day of my life, I need to try to recite a minimum of 313 times Durood e Pak, salawat and salutations upon the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This will help us. This will help us here in this worldly life, in the grave and the hereafter as well. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we have a beautiful kalam. Listen to it, enjoy it, and be inspired as well. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ये एक जान क्या है अगर हो करोड़ों, ये एक जान क्या है अगर हो करोड़ों, तेरे नाम पर सबको वारा करूं मैं, आप पर कुर्बान मेरी जान या रसूल अल्लाह, कहते हैं बरमला हम मायूस क्यों फिरे हम, कहते हैं बरमला हम मायूस क्यों फिरे हम, सरकार के गदा है कोई नहीं हमें गम, सरकार के गदा है कोई नहीं हमें गम, कोई नहीं हमें। किस्मत है ये हमारी हरदम गलब पर जारी, किस्मत है ये हमारी हरदम गलब पर जारी,
नबी पे जाए सदके नबी पे जाए वारी, नबी पे जाए सदके नबी पे जाए वारी,
आप पर कुर्बान मेरी जान या रसूल अल्लाह,
फिदा का या हबीब अल्लाह, है आरज़ू हमारी है जुस्तुजू हमारी, है आरज़ू हमारी है जुस्तुजू हमारी, नबी पे जाए सदके नबी पे जाए वारी, नबी पे जाए सदके नबी पे जाए वारी।
रंजो अलम हमारे सब दूर हो गए हैं, रंजो अलम हमारे सब दूर हो गए हैं, हम जिक्र मुस्तफा से मसरूर हो गए हैं, हम जिक्र मुस्तफा से मसरूर हो गए हैं, मसरूर हो गए हैं। सजा है ये हमारी छोड़े हम दुनियादारी, सजा है ये हमारी छोड़े हम दुनियादारी,
नबी पे जाए सदके नबी पे जाए वारी, नबी पे जाए सदके नबी पे जाए वारी,
आप पर कुर्बान मेरी जान या रसूल अल्लाह,
फिदा का या हबीब अल्लाह, सारे में तुम्हारे हैं, किस्मत ये हमारी है, कुर्बान दिलो जाने क्या शान तुम्हारी है,
खुश नसीब जिनको हासिल है उनकी निस्बत, वो खुश नसीब जिनको हासिल है उनकी निस्बत, पाते हैं चैनो राहत करते हैं उनकी मिदहत, पाते हैं चैनो राहत करते हैं उनकी मिदहत, करते हैं उनकी मिदहत। कहती है दुनिया सारी हसरत है ये हमारी, कहती है दुनिया सारी हसरत है ये हमारी,
नबी पे जाए सदके नबी पे जाए वारी, नबी पे जाए सदके नबी पे जाए वारी,
आप पर कुर्बान मेरी जान या रसूल अल्लाह,
फिदा का या हबीब अल्लाह, फिदा का या रसूल अल्लाह, फिदा का या हबीब अल्लाह, है आरज़ू हमारी है जुस्तुजू हमारी, है आरज़ू हमारी
ہے جستجو ہماری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری۔
ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے، ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے، دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے، دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے، سر اپنا ہم جھکائے۔ ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری، ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری،
نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری۔
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ،
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ، فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ، فدا کا یا رسول اللہ، فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ، سارے میں تمہارے ہیں، قسمت یہ ہماری ہے، قربان دلو جان ہے، کیا شان تمہاری ہے۔
یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت، یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت، غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت، غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت، مرشد سے یہ عقیدت۔ محسن یہ جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری، محسن یہ جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری،
نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری۔
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ،
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ، فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ، فدا کا یا رسول اللہ، فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ، ہے آرزو ہماری، ہے جستجو ہماری، ہے آرزو ہماری، ہے جستجو ہماری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ ماشاءاللہ عز و جل، سبحان اللہ، what a lovely kalam! What was the blessed name of سیدنا ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ؟ We all know him as سیدنا ابو بکر، but this was one of his titles. It wasn't his actual name, but because it was given to him so globally around the world, perhaps many Muslims, if you ask them, they would not know his actual name, but just his titles of Abu Bakr. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, the blessed name of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is Abdullah. This was his blessed name, Abdullah. And his kunya, his patronymic title was Abu Bakr. He had other titles like Siddiq and Atiq. Siddiq means the one who speaks the truth a lot. Even in the period of Jahiliyyah, in pre-Islamic Arabia, he was known as Siddiq because he spoke the truth all the time. He was known as Atiq because, as it is mentioned, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, "Anta Atiqullahi minan nar." That you, O Abu Bakr, are the one who is freed from the fire of hell. You know this one slogan that has rippled, the effect of it has rippled across the globe, and which is an aqeedah, a belief of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, har sahabi and Nabi, Jannati, Jannati. Because every sahabi of the Nabi is a guaranteed Jannati, Jannati. That's our belief. That's the belief of Islam. And amongst the Sahaba Ikram Ali ibn Dwan, number one in the front is Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, how fortunate we are. When we go into his learning about his life, his devotion and loyalty and love to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is amazing, truly amazing, subhanallah azza wa jalla. Did you know that he is Qurayshi and that seven generations above, it links to that of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his genealogy? Subhanallah azza wa jalla. He was born in Makkah Sharif, Makkatul Mukarramah, around 2.5 years after Amul Fil, the year of the elephant. And he was the first free man to embrace Islam. He was always there side by side, even before the announcement of prophethood by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was close friends with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the journeys, in private, in and around Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, always there besides Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who he became a minister and advisor as well. He became his bosom friend and a support structure, subhanallah azza wa jal. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is unmatched. We love every single sahabi, every single one. And if there's anybody in your circle has anything negative to say about any sahabi, it is your responsibility. It is your duty to protect yourself and your family from that unfortunate person. And you need to fling them away as you would fling a fly away from your body. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away at the age of 63 years old on the 22nd of Jumadul Ukhra. And Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the second Khalifa of Islam, the second successor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, performed the janazah salah. And look where he is buried. Beside the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that everlasting companionship was given to him in the Rosa Sharif, Rosa Mubarak. So those who are fortunate to go to Al-Madinatul Munawwarah, Zadahallahu Sharafa wa Ta'zeema, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us there time and again. Make that one dua at least for yourself, for your family, for the Muslims. And when you're standing there in front of the golden grill and you're sending your salam to the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, send your salam also to Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, to Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah azza wa jalla. Make dua through their wasila as well. They were obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal and to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was advising the Sahaba ikram to give in the path of Allah, to donate sadaqah in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sahaba ikram, Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had given so much, had given 100 dinars, had given about 900 camels. And then Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu anhu, in the summary of the narration, says that each and every time when Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is giving, he surpasses me, he gives more than me. This time, I'm gonna give more than him. A Madani competition. So he goes home and his possessions, his wealth, he brings everything. He divides in half. Half my family, half for fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ashik Akbar, the greatest devotee and lover of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He comes. He's brought everything that he owned. He was wearing a very simple clothing with the buttons made from thorns of the acacia tree. Allahu Akbar. Picture it, think about it. And when he presents all of that in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him that, O Abu Bakr, what have you left for your family? Subhanallah, subhanallah. And he mentions, Allah and his Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are sufficient for my family. Subhanallah. Just then, Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they see that Jibra'il Amin alayhi salam, that he arrives wearing the same clothing as Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he addresses the beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, today Allah azza wa jal has commanded all the angels to wear the same clothing as your true lover Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah azza wa jal is sending salam to Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he's asking if he is pleased or if he is displeased with his Lord Azza wa Jal in this condition. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. When Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu hears this, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu became extremely delighted, emotional, and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can I be displeased with my Lord Azza wa Jal? And three times he said, I am pleased with my Lord, I am pleased with my Lord, I am pleased with my Lord, Azza wa Jal, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And other instances, when he would give in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, when he would present his possessions, when he would donate his wealth for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, when he used to bring it in the court of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he used to cry sometimes. And he used to say that, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that whatever I have, whatever belongs to me, doesn't belong to me actually. Belongs to you, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to dispense of it how you will. You know how fortunate he was that, Subhanallah, he was alone with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the ghar, in the cave. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that you will be my sahabi, my companion, by Al-Hawd, by the fountain of Kawthar. You are my companion by the fountain of Kawthar and the cave as well, Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. There is also references to Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the glorious Quran, as ulama have mentioned. It is mentioned in Surah Al-Layl, verses 19 to 21. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And no one has done a favor to him for which he should be compensated. He desires only to please his Lord, the Supreme. And indeed, soon he will be very pleased. Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi alayhi rahmatullahi al-Hadi has mentioned that when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an bought Sayyidina Hazrat Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu at a very high price and then freed him, the disbelievers there were surprised. And they said, why did Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, why did he do this? Perhaps Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu has done him a favor. That's why he bought him at a high price and then freed him. Upon this, a blessed verse was sent. And it was disclosed that this act of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was only done for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. It wasn't done to return some favor that Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu had done to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He was always at the forefront in uplifting the deen, in expressing his love and loyalty to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was always at the forefront of supporting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So what about you and I? Should we not follow in these footsteps? In the footsteps of one who is totally loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and loyal to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look, each and every sahabi is a shining and guiding star. They are the crowns of our heads. We can never come close to any one of them. No wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come close to any sahabi. One of the things that we see in their lives that used to drive them to uphold Islamic values and teachings is their deep love and loyalty to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we desire also to uplift the deen in our localities, then this has to be there. It is a demand, that love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the first group of people, and from amongst them, the first individual we learn this from is Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There are certain signs of love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And ulama ikram have mentioned, in fact, Imam Qustalani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated some of these signs. And he starts with iqtida, which means obedience. Obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in acting upon his sunnah, in following his path, and to seek guidance from his life to abide by the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law of Allah Azza wa Jalla and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sharia encapsulates everything, every aspect of your life, about your belief system, about the manner in which to conduct your day-to-day affairs, with regards to the fulfilling of rights of each individual, whether it be your spouse, your parents, your children, your siblings, your neighbors, your fellow Muslims. Sharia is about respecting your parents, about doing the right thing, about staying away from evils, immorality, immodesty, staying away from that which is harmful for the human being. The Sharia is about upholding justice and so much more. Another sign of love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to be content with his Sharia, to have qana'ah and contentment with regards to what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has brought. Even the nafs, to keep it in check. It doesn't make us feel that, you know, it's so difficult, Islam is hard, Sharia is hard. It's not. We have made it difficult because from the beginning we have not applied the principles of Islam. We have not lived in accordance to Islamic values, which are the best values you can find. There are some so-called civilized nations out there that they portray a picture of perfection or a picture of happiness and piety in the front. But behind the scenes, on the ground, in reality, you see the darkness that is there. You see the utter ignorance that is there. You see how their societies have just broken down to pieces. With children, vast numbers of children don't know who their fathers are. Vast numbers of households are run by single mothers, where Allahu Akbar, husband and wife cases, most of the time over 50% divorce, where crime is spiking, alcoholism, drug addiction, crime has infested in these civilized nations, in inverted commas. Do we really want to live like that? Is that the dream? They just show you in the front everything is so good, life is good. But the reality is something else. Stick to the Sharia. If a person wants to gain the maximum benefit in this short life, that's only possible by implementing the Sharia in your life. It's only possible by following the sunnah, the complete and comprehensive way of living of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anything else is actually a waste of time. It will not benefit one really in this world, will not benefit one in the grave, and especially on the day of judgment. So it's a mindset. Who do I want to follow? Who is my role model? Who is the one that I will look up to? Who's the one I love? Those whom you love here, you will be with them on the day of judgment. Who do I love? Ask yourself this question. Another sign of love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to help the deen, to help Islam to grow. Starting in your own life, and then the life of your family members, your household, and then in your community, in your society, by your sayings, through your actions as well, by being patient in times of trials, hardships, that's going to come. This world is a prison for the believer. Hardships are going to come. We cannot escape it. Some may be going through severe hardships, others may be not so severe. But the hardships, the stress, the tension, difficulties of different kinds, it's going to be there. This is not our Jannah. This is not our paradise. Because in paradise there's no tension. In paradise there's no stress, there's no anxiety, there's no worry. There's no difficulties and trials and tribulations, and that's Jannah. This is not Jannah. This is not our paradise. This is a paradise for the disbelievers. Allahu Akbar. Another sign of love for the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to abundantly make the dhikr of the beloved. Dhikru Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Remembrance and dhikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam through your speech, by talking about him. Through your actions, by emulating his blessed and perfect life, the sunnah. And when a person, even a person is alone and doing nothing, then your thoughts, through your thoughts, his remembrance is running through. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So we need to ask ourselves that in whose footsteps am I following? All these problems I have in my life, many of them are because of our own doing. Because the further we drift away from the teachings of Islam, the further we sink into the swamp of sins, the further down we sink into the problems and difficulties that surround us, the only way out is Ati'ullah wa Ati'ur Rasul. The only way out is to obey Allah Azza wa Jal and to obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reached that peak and pinnacle of obedience to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he knew. In fact, every Sahabi knew. Obedience to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot bypass Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can't go around him. If a person does, he's going to go way off the right path. He can never tread on the straight path, the right path, by bypassing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is not possible at all. So Sahaba Ikram, Alim Ridwan, in particular, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has taught us this, has practically shown us the secret to success, which is obeying Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the secret to success. How are we going to know this if we don't learn? Parents out there, this is your responsibility. The tarbiyah and training and to nurture your children, not only with secularism or academic sciences and worldly knowledge, general knowledge, not only that. That comes after. But their foundation, your kids' foundation, it is you who are there to strengthen it. What is the foundation? Islamic values, Islamic teachings. Are we doing it? If we're not doing it, when are we going to start? Because once they leave the home for school, or even in the home, if they're busy on the internet, on social media, the influences are out there. And they are influencing largely not towards Islamic values, not towards morality and modesty, not towards Islamic teachings, but everything is concentrated on amassing wealth, becoming financially free, away from the purpose of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, away from preparing for al-maut, for death and the hereafter. They're not going to linger and focus on those things. But Who's going to do it? Don't leave it to the educators and teachers in madrasa. They, whatever little time they have, they will try to do some amount of training and teaching. But that the onus of this, the responsibility of this is on you as the mother, as the father. And by extension, the grandparents can play a very large role. Aunties, uncles can play their part as well, but primarily the mother and father. Dawud Islami is the hope. Dawud Islami is the support structure. Dawud Islami is the way that we can learn, we can empower ourselves in order to empower our children. The next generation, soon we're going to be gone, they are going to take over. What kind of youngsters are we rearing? What kind of children are we bringing up? Are they fixed firmly on Islamic values or not? We have a short clip and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
My question in the court of my honorable Sheikh, the Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, is, there are many accounts of the first Caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anhu, particularly relating to his love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These impress a reader or listener greatly. So which account of his are you most impressed of? And which lesson would you like to give us through that account? Please guide us in this regard. I request you to make dua for me and my family's forgiveness without accountability, protection of our faith, and the honor of visiting Medina. Jazakallahu khairan.
Allahu Akbar. Which account of the first Caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, is such which does not impress a person? His entire personality is inspiring and full of impressiveness. Every breath that he took, every moment that he spent was full of impressiveness. As he is Afdalul Bashar Ba'd al-Anbiya bit-tahqiq, meaning he radiallahu anhu is the most superior amongst all the humans after the prophets. So he is an embodiment of virtues. So Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu possesses innumerable number of virtues and excellences. Amongst his qualities and features, the rank he possesses for loving the Prophet is second to none. You would not have heard about any individual or any person or anyone or any devotee of the Prophet departing this mortal world out of having the pain for the love of the Prophet. And Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhumah is the one who mentioned this feature of eminence of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, stating that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam physically departed from this world, this event of the Prophets left a great mark of sorrow upon Abu Bakr Siddiq. So he radiallahu anh was engrossed in this sorrow, and he kept getting dissolved from the inside due to this sorrow, to the extent that when he passed away, the cause of his passing is mentioned as his overwhelming state of sorrow in the separation of the Prophet. Isn't this impressive enough? All we do is verbal claims and lip service. We make very high claims of loving the Prophet. A true devotee of the Prophet is like Siddiq Akbar, who we call the unparalleled devotee, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah. We had the ziyarah of a Kamil Wali of the time, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Tar Qadri Dam Barakatuhul Aliyah, sharing those beautiful Madani pearls. We had the site of Madina Tayyiba as well, the best grand green emerald dome. And what more do we want? The material is available, the support is available. All we have to do is take that first step. You know, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is regarded as one of the first orators of Islam from the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once he goes and he starts calling the people towards the oneness of Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu. He was a recognized figure in Makkatul Mukarramah, Zadahullahu Sharafa wa Ta'zeema. He was well known, he was highly respected. But still, since he stood up and started to give a bayan, an oration calling the people towards Tawheed and towards following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the disbelievers began to attack him. They attacked him so severely, despite him having such a high reputation and prestige amongst the people, they still attacked him, Allahu Akbar, making him bleed and fall unconscious. His family takes him home. His honorable, his mother, Ummul Khair, was looking after him, and when he regained consciousness, she wanted to give him something to eat, and from his blessed lips, the only thing he was asking was, how is Rasulullah? How is the Prophet of Allah? How is my beloved? He was told that, please eat something, regain your strength. No. He said, please ask Jamil, who was the sister of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, how my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. Is he safe? Is everything okay with him? Although he wasn't concerned about his own wounds and injuries. He wasn't concerned about himself. His focus was, my beloved, is he okay? If my beloved is okay, I am okay. And upon insistence, they inquire. But once he gets the news that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is okay, Allahu Akbar. Because at that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at Darul Arqam. And he insisted that he must be taken there in that condition that he was in, with those wounds, with those injuries, just having regained consciousness. They carried him, they held him, they took him there, and as soon as he saw the blessed and most beautiful and most handsome and most illuminated face of his beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he started to cry. This is love. This is loyalty. This is obedience. This is ishq and mahabba. He started to cry. He stepped forward and embraced. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, may my mother and father be sacrificed upon you. I am all right. Only my face has been wounded a little bit. That's what he was looking for. He was just bare chained. He just wanted to see his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Arabic, it is mentioned, man ahabba shay'an akthara dhikra, that the thing that you love the most, you talk about it the most. So the one that you love the most, you always want to talk about them. You can't get bored talking about them. And who is the greatest for us to love in the creation of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How often do I talk about him? In one day, today for example, how many times did I talk about him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Whether in speech talking about him, whether practicing on his sunnah, whether thinking about him. Let us come back. Let us come back to these basic teachings of Islam. And Dawat-e-Islami is there to guide us and to show us the way of coming back. It is that support structure that will not only help us, but our future generations as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.